anytime you're ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, let's do this. Charlie, you have no idea what an honor it is to have a chance to speak with you, because old school, live and die old school, Gap Band, drop the bomb, we did it all. What was it like for you back in that era when you had so many groups, like, you know, Parliament Funkadelic, that you guys are going up against. Mm. You had a Confunction.
Yeah.
You had, you know, all these great funk groups from Earth, Wind, and Fire to the Commodores.
Yeah.
And it was like hit after hit after hit. Everybody was competing with everybody. What was it like to go through that era?
It was a great time, because really nobody really sounded like each other, not too much. Mm-hmm. Everybody had their own signature sound, just about. And it's a lot different from today, because just about everything that's coming out almost sounds alike, you know, the kid stuff. It's good, you know, but it's all almost has the same kind of flavor, you know, because the fans are tuned, their ears are tuned to a certain sound, so that's what it is. But back then it was like everybody had their own signature sound, and it was distinguished. You know, everybody had their own thing. It was great. I loved it. It's, of course, technology was a lot different. I mean, it was a lot harder. I didn't know it was harder then, because we were just having fun. I mean, if I tried to sing like we sang then, I'd be toe up, because, I mean, it was like manual labor.
But, you know, I want to get into that with the singing part, too, because, of course, you know, you're back on track, you know, you got new music that's out there now, mm-hmm. but it's still from that soulful, from inside. Oh, yeah. Do you think we still have that? Because I think, personally, myself, other than maybe when Jodeci was around, mm-hmm. I think that was sort of like the end of that kind of era in what you guys were doing, and you're sort of bringing that back now.
Exactly, because I like real music, I like real singing, and I like real songs, I like real love songs and topics about love and you know, celebrating women and, you know, that kind of a thing. Yeah. We don't get that much today's music, you know, because everybody's bragging on how much money they got, how much I got to go get this paper or whatever. It's not, you know, you should talk about there's no love, really, love songs out there. So, I mean, I'm having a good time trying to bring that back, you know, I'll be a part of that, rather.
How do you explain to people or talk about to people about, because you had some serious hardships. The fact that you are back on stage doing what you're doing is an amazing thing.
It's a miracle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went through a lot, you know. I was told that I needed to just go ahead and retire and give it up, you know. Couldn't get anybody to just listen to me. And for 10 years, first they told me I was too old when I first started. I tried to start coming around 1999, trying to get some, you know, some love from some of these record labels, and it was all telling me, nah, man, I love you, man, I respect you, but you should just go sit down. I was like, nah, man. For 10 years, I mean, I looked, and
were you actually homeless at one point?
Absolutely, yeah. Didn't have sleeping on the cars, everything.
What brought you back?
I had found a woman that was at one of the rehabs, and she was like the doctor there, and so long story short, she was the one who helped me get on my feet, and I just never looked back. I never had one relapse, nothing, for 18 years.
Any chance some form of the Gap Band could come back?
Well, I lost my youngest brother, Robert. That was last year, so I don't know about that, you know, so I don't know.
But the good thing is,
I talked to my oldest brother about it, and he didn't sound too enthused about it at all, so I just leave it alone, I think.
Well, we have the memories, and we also have you still putting up some great music and helping to make some babies, that's for damn sure. And bring some marriages together.
Yeah, too. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm having a good time at writing this music and producing these records. I've had 8 number ones since I've been by myself, and it's great, man. I'm having a good time at it.
And you know what? We're definitely having a good time now, and we seriously had a good time back in the day.
Yeah, we had a good time, man.
Thank you so much for the interview.
You're welcome, man.